Stay tuned for one of the most unusual and fascinating hours you'll ever hear. The subject is UFOs. Welcome to the Paranet UFO Continuum, a one-hour program dedicated to a very strange phenomena, unidentified flying objects. Whether or not you believe UFOs exist, the controversy is real, and this program will try to get to the bottom of it. Your host is Michael Corbin, Director of Paranet Information Services, a global communications network based near Denver, Colorado, dedicated to the investigation of UFOs. We invite you to keep an open mind as we discuss one of the most fascinating and strange subjects in the world. Here's your host, Michael Corbin.
In March of last year, Omni Magazine started Project Open Book to take a serious look at the evidence comprising the UFO phenomena, including abductions. They also issued a brave challenge to the government to open its records and reveal what they've been hiding for, 40, 50 years. Last May, we had Keith Farrell on the program to discuss Project Open Book. Keith is the vice president and senior editor of Omni Magazine, and Keith will return tonight to give us an update on what Omni has found in its ongoing Project Open Book. Also, tonight I wanted to announce that Paranet now has a toll-free sightings hotline. This sightings hotline is available 24 hours per day by phoning 1-800-387-2001. We want to hear from you. The information collected will be forwarded to MICAP, the Multinational Investigations Cooperative on Aerial Phenomena. Now, this is an investigative organization that's been established to research and investigate UFO sightings and abduction encounters. So if you have a sighting or an encounter and you'd like to report it to us, contact us by phoning 1-800-387-2001. Now, one other thing, don't forget to subscribe to Continuum Magazine, Paranet's official quarterly news magazine. The latest issue is now out and has some exciting articles in it. And as I mentioned last week on this program, if you subscribe to Continuum, I am going to make you a very special offer. Not only will you get 5 issues for the price of 4, but I'm going to also include a files catalog with your charge. Now, this alone is a $5 value. The catalog gives you access to Paranet's complete library of information, which is available on a per-order basis. And as a further added value of this offer, I'm going to give you $15 off of your first order, all simply for subscribing to Continuum. Now, the reason that this is such an important offer is that we have just started adding hundreds of documents that have been released under the Freedom of Information Act. Now, these are UFO-related documents that go back several years detailing the UFO phenomena. These documents are going to be available for your use to be able to get them in a kind of a facsimile form or a copy of them. And these are going to be included in this files catalog. This catalog also details or lists literally thousands of files that are available through Paranet that are going to be, like I said, listed in this catalog. So order your subscription to Continuum today by sending $18 to Continuum, Box 172, Wheat Ridge, Colorado, 80034. That's Continuum, Box 172, Wheat Ridge, Colorado, 80034-0172. Okay, back to the theme of the program tonight. We're going to go back and get an update from Keith Farrell. Keith is an editor and vice president of Omni Magazine, the world's leading science and science fiction magazine for consumers. Additionally, Keith is an editorial director for Compute Magazine, the leading magazine for home computer enthusiasts, as well as being science editor for Penthouse. Farrell has attended the Residential College of the University of North Carolina, Greensboro, and has taught 5 separate courses at that institution. In addition, he has lectured there frequently. And he's authored about a dozen books, biographies for young adults, including books on H.G. Wells, Ernest Hemingway, George Orwell, John Steinbeck, as well as successful series of paperback thrillers under a pen name. Forthcoming are biographies of Jack London and Robert Oppenheimer, as well as a long novel and a rumination on the effect of video on world culture. Farrell has for several years written the computer hardware and computer software articles for World Book Encyclopedia and World Book Science Year. He's a public speaker, He was honored in 1990 with the Software Publishers Association Award for outstanding journalistic contributions to the microcomputer software industry. In 91, he received the SPA Journalist Award for Best Industry Analysis Editorial, an honor that was repeated in 1992. He is the spokesman for the consumer section of the Software Publishers Association, and Keith joins us from Greensboro, North Carolina this evening. Good evening, Keith.
How you doing?
Good. Thank you for being on the program again.
Oh, my pleasure.
Now, we talked last May. I checked our back and find out when that was, and it was in May.
I checked mine, too.
Yeah. And at that time, we talked about what Project Open Book was. Now, for our audience, bring us up to speed on what Project Open Book is.
Okay. Basically, Project Open Book is Omni's initiative, and I'm the editor of Omni Magazine and all of its incarnations. It's our attempt to create a clearinghouse for information about UFOs, about alleged extraterrestrial visitations, about possible or alleged government cover-ups of such visitations, and to consolidate all of this information in one place where we can have it looked at by a panel of experts and really try to cut through the chaff to get to the real wheat of the matter.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, Keith. A magazine with the prestige of Omni, obviously, you know, in the past we've known that there's been a laughing factor concerning people who believe in UFOs or even people that report them. What really motivated you as the vice president and senior editor of that magazine to put it on the line, so to speak, and bring this issue to the forum like you have?
Well, part of what motivates me is that, and let me preface this by saying I really don't mean this to sound self-indulgent or egotistical, but I really don't care about the laughing factor.
Okay.
Omni has been, as they say, on a roll. In the last 14 months, we've won the American Institute of Physics Award, the biggest award for science journalism there is. 2 days ago, we were sitting in our offices, and the National Association of Secondary School Principals gave us their journalistic award for journalism about educational reform. We received one of New York University's awards for journalistic contributions to world peace and international security. And it struck me that here we have a magazine, which is of all the science magazines or so-called science magazines, we're the only one who has been willing to look at all at so-called fringe science. With that prestige, with the momentum of the awards we've won, it struck me that why not take a hard look at the UFO phenomenon? I think a couple of things are working in tandem here. One, obviously, is that as I've said, we're on a roll. We have a certain prestige and momentum behind us. Another one is that as the information society emerges, as camcorders become more commonplace, as the Internet spreads around the world, as we become less and less able as institutions, governments, and organizations to keep secrets, we need a place where we can look, all of us at once, at questions. One of the biggest questions we have is, are we being visited?
Okay. Keith, I'm going to interrupt you there. We've got to go to our first break. But when we come back, we'll pick up where we left off and continue the discussion about Project Open Book. My guest is Keith Farrell, Senior Editor and Vice President of Omni Magazine, and we're talking about Project Open Book. 1-800-836-2009, 1-800-UFO-2009, that's a toll-free number. Our lines are open. Give us a call. I'm Michael Corbin, and you're listening to the Paranet UFO Continuum. We'll be right back.
The Paranet UFO Continuum is pleased to offer a number of exciting products. Cassette tapes of previous shows are available for $8 each, or 2 for $12, or 4 for $20. You can also order Paranet memberships and subscriptions to Continuum, Paranet's quarterly newsletter. Paranet, along with MICAP, the Multinational Investigations Cooperative on Aerial Phenomena, is pleased to offer a stunning black T-shirt with a background of galaxies, stars, and comets, and the Paranet and MICAP logos, along with the beautiful blue-green planet Earth. When you order from Paranet, you're helping to keep this program on the air. Call now to place an order or to get more information at 1-800-UFO-NET-1. That's 1-800-UFO-6381. Paranet, your window on the universe at 1-800-UFO-6381.
An increase in immigration to the United States.
A report issued today states that newly arrived immigrants...
It seems like every day there's another news story about refugees or immigrants. But beyond the headlines, there are things about immigration that you as an employer need to know. People who are already in the United States, who already have a legal right to work in this country, are being discriminated against by employers who don't know the law. Did you know that in almost all cases it is illegal to require U.S. citizenship? And it is also illegal to demand to see specific documents, like a green card, or not accept other papers that can prove a right to work. Take time to learn the law. It's easy, and it can save your business from facing severe penalties. Call the Office of Special Counsel at 1-800-255-8155, 1-800-255-8155. And next time you do any hiring, look at the facts, not at the faces.
UFOs for real, or are they just fiction? To find out, stay with us for more of the Paranet UFO Continuum with your host, Michael Corbin.
And my guest is Keith Farrell, Senior Editor and Vice President of Omni Magazine. Before we went to break, we were talking about the, I asked Keith about the prestige of the magazine, the Laughing Factor, etc. I just wanted to make a point. The reason I asked that question, Keith, was because I think it shows the world that responsible people and organizations are interested in legitimate research of this phenomenon. And you know, the old adage about the public conditioning of trying to get people to really not look at this and not take it seriously has been the party line for many, many years. And I think it's great that there is someone like Omni out there leading the way to demonstrate to the public that there is legitimate research and that this is a legitimate problem.
Well, I appreciate that, and let me clarify as well to make sure that people know, if nothing else, who to blame, because I am the editor of the whole thing. I mean, pin it on me if you want to pin it on somebody, because when we launched Project Open Book, which is our nod toward Project Blue Book, the Air Force project that may or may not have disclosed everything it learned, we decided we wanted to offer an opportunity, a fulcrum, if you would, for doing what leverage we could to open all the books. But when we launched it last April, I said in the editorial in the magazine, we don't have an axe to grind either way. And that's the position I personally hold. You know, I take no stand either way. I am interested in open books.
I think that's my position as well, because I don't think it serves anything to be antagonistic toward the government and trying to get them to do anything.
Nor to be slavish toward every report. You know,
sure.
Every report of abduction were true, statistically, I think that every one of us would have been abducted five or six times. And
sure.
so we really are trying to cut through and find those cases and those incidents most worthy of serious investigation and really focus our light on those.
Okay. By the way, we've got a new affiliate joining us, the Paranet Radio program family, WFOY in St. Augustine, Florida, and we've got a caller, Marty, from that affiliate. Good evening, Marty.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, I don't hear you too loud.
Okay. What's your question for our guest?
Okay, well, I've been listening to what you're saying, and I appreciate the fact that, like your guest says, he doesn't have an axe to grind one way or the other. I was just wondering if he could comment or his opinion on whether he thinks... I heard some talk recently that somebody was saying that time travel is possible, and my opinion of UFOs is leaning, although I do believe that there's life on other planets, it's leaning towards either secret military, you know, government, just like different things in the past, stealth, whatever, or some sort of, like, if you want to say, like, we're picking up radio waves from 200 years ago from distant planets. So I'm just wondering what your guest feels about the possibility of UFO, some of the UFO sightings as possible time travel incidents.
Okay. Keith?
I could barely hear Marty, and could you tell me again where the affiliate is?
Yeah, it's in St. Augustine, Florida.
Oh, good town.
Yeah. Marty was asking about, he's leaning, his personal theory is leaning toward secret military aircraft, or he thinks it might be some sort of possible time traveling, and he wanted your comment on that.
As far as secret military aircraft go, you know, it's one of the things that I find most exciting about the 1990s is that I'm convinced that the deeper we push into the 1990s, the less able our government or any government is going to be to keep a secret. I think we're headed toward a more open society, even as the more paranoid members of the government try to close it off.
Mm-hmm.
And so we always bear in mind that if you're looking at Generation X in the sky that the government's willing to show us, there's Generation X 1, 2, and 3 that they're not willing to. So certainly I think that a fair number of the unusual craft that we see in the sky are government craft.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the true unidentified flying objects and the possibility of visitations from continua or locations other than our own, certainly time travel, certainly interdimensional travel, as well as interstellar or extraplanetary travel is a possibility. The dilemma with time travel from the future is that there are pretty serious physical problems. There are big problems of physics in traveling from one star system to another. Moving from the future to the past is even bigger. There are problems with the laws of conservation of momentum. There are laws with problems with other physical laws. But it's certainly fascinating stuff, and certainly stuff of which a large body of wonderful literature and science fiction has been written.
Okay. So time travel is possible, then, you think?
I think that the best bet for time travel is our lives ourselves. You know, we
mm-hmm.
live one day into the future every day we live. I really have trouble with the physics of time travel from the future into the past. Past into future may be a little easier, but still the amount of energy involved concerns me.
Okay. Now, a minute ago you mentioned something about that you think that a large number of the sightings are military aircraft. What do you think that is? I mean, do you think that is something like stealth, or do you think this is some really super advanced technology, such as the theories that people are advancing about what might be flown out there at Area 51 in Nevada?
Well, I think if you drop back 5 years or 6 years, which is, say, 18 months or so before Desert Storm, and you saw the stealth aircraft up in the sky, you would go, whoa, that does not look like
right.
any of our aircraft. So I think that a lot of the stuff that you see, especially in the Southwest, which is where the Air Force bases are, is likely to be government aircraft. I had a funny thing happen to me. I was in Rapid City, South Dakota, lovely town, and I had completely forgotten about the Air Force base there. I was driving along, all of a sudden I heard something and saw lights and looked up and pulled off to the side of the highway, and there was a B-1 coming in.
Ooh.
And I had forgotten the Air Force Base was there, which tells you something about the editor of Omni, you know, to forget about a major Air Force Base. And still to this day, we're evidently keeping these airplanes in the air 24 hours a day at God knows how much expense to the taxpayers.
Yeah, and I know that the latest craze has been the Aurora.
Right.
Pulsed, some kind of pulsed propulsion system, and it leaves like a donut kind of contrail, but a lot of people have reported those.
It is a cool airplane, and quite frankly, it's a B-1B up in the air. It does not look like anything you've ever seen because we've all grown up with the B-52. And so, you know, you allow for that. We do feel, I've been accused, and I want to say, because we had such a wonderful talk last May, I've never been accused by enlightened radio interviewers such as yourself and Paranet.
Thank you.
But I have been accused by some people of believing that there's no place for security, no place for secrets. Certainly, obviously, you have to have certain aspects
of
security. But I do think that there's a paranoid aspect of the government that is not letting people know, as we should all know, that, you know, yes, we are building sophisticated aircraft and we are testing them. Odds are we're testing them in areas where there are not a lot of people. You ain't going to be testing them over New York City.
Of course not.
The Southwest,
sure.
The Nevada area,
mm-hmm.
Sure.
Okay, we're going to go to another break. And by the way, Marty in St. Augustine on WFOY, thank you for your call. Were good questions that you asked. We'll be right back after this break. 1-800-836-2009, 1-800-UFO-2009. My guest is Keith Farrell, and we're talking about Project Open Book and Omni Magazine. We'll be right back.
Paranet Information Services is your electronic window on the world of UFOs, accessible by computer and modem. Paranet keeps you up to date on the world pulse of ufology with sighting reports, interesting findings, and general discussion on the mysterious UFO enigma. Paranet features one of the most comprehensive text file libraries in the world on the paranormal, available for a small online fee. So plug into power and knowledge through Paranet. The VBS number is available 24 hours a day. Call the data line at area 303-429-2713. That's 303-429-2713. Or for more information, contact Paranet Information Services at area 303-429-2654. That's 303-429-2654.
Grab a pen and get ready to copy down a computer address. It's an email address where you can reach the Paranet Information Services BBS through America Online. With America Online's Internet Gateway, you can send us mail and we can respond to you personally through your America Online screen name. With America Online's Usenet Newsgroup tie-in, you can also access the 7 Paranet newsgroups dealing with UFOs, metaphysics, paranormal activity, and others. Learn about our upcoming shows and pose questions in advance. And if your question is selected, you'll get a free cassette copy of the show. You'll also find summaries of past shows. If you're not already a customer of America Online, call 1-800-827-6364 for more information. Now, here's that email address to reach us. It's paranet@aol.com or paranet@paranet.org. America Online and Paranet, a winning combination.
You're listening to one of the most unusual programs you'll ever hear. It's the Paranet UFO Continuum, and it deals with one of the most fascinating subjects around. Once again, here's your host, the Director of Paranet Information Services, Michael Corbin.
And our toll-free line is 1-800-836-2009, 1-800-UFO-2009. My guest tonight is Keith Farrell. Keith is the Vice President and Senior Editor of Omni Magazine. And last year, March to be exact, they started Project Open Book, and we're talking about that now, and we're getting an update into an ongoing project that, as I understand, Keith, has been yielding some fruit.
Yeah, we are having a lot of fun, and I mean that in the most serious sense of that word, in providing what we consider to be tools for the 21st century, that sort of Omni's motto. Starting with our upcoming March issue, the one that will be out in a couple of weeks, we're going to be taking a big section right in the middle of the book for dealing with Open Book. And every month we'll have an update on ongoing investigations, and for the next few months we will be serializing something that I commissioned a few months ago, which is Omni's Open Book Field Guide for Investigations, and that is quite simply a handbook for people who are interested in investigating or looking for the possible contact with extraterrestrial visitors,
mm-hmm.
or extra-dimensional or extra-temporal, to nod at Marty from St. Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
And what this is just a step-by-step guide. So what to do if you see something out of the ordinary, what to do if you've got a camera with you, how to take a picture, how to make sure that your film is not compromised, how to document what you've seen. You know, again and again, people have seen things, and their records keeping or the notes they take doesn't stand up to investigation. We're giving people the tools that will help them if they do see something to document it accurately.
That's good. That's good. And I think it's something that needs to be done. I'm very glad to see it starting to happen, because we know that there has not been a lot of good information coming forth over the years past. And, you know, it's about time, I think, we get not only some public exposure to legitimate research, but, you know, start getting some methodology built up. And is there any plans in the future for the magazine, the Open Book Project, interfacing with the scientific community, or is that something that's already started to happen?
It's already started. We're building a board of advisors who will include people who are open-minded, if you will, to investigating these things, as well as a few skeptics. And I think that's important. We want to get the right mix,
mm-hmm.
of people who will look at the material we have and are gathering. We're also building an arm to lobby the government. It's 1995, and some of the areas in which the government is involved, Roswell, I guess, is the Roswell incident, is the most notorious of these, are getting on toward 50 years old. Any threat to national security is long past. If the government has information that we're going to be invaded, conquered, and vanquished in the next 2 years, they may as well let us know so we can start partying.
You betcha.
If you will I don't mean to be flippant about this, because we do take it very seriously. At the same time, come on.
Well, we got to strike a balance.
Yeah,
it's
time for a balance. The what I look at as the combined camcorder computer revolution is spreading across the world faster than any information revolution in history, including the printing press.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of cameras out there. We're giving people the tools for how to use them if they see something. There are plenty of computers out there. Omni has a very popular area on America Online. I'm not trying to steal business away from you. But,
well, I think everybody needs to cooperate.
Everybody needs to cooperate. We have an open book area on America Online. We'll be having our own internet worldwide web page within the next few months. Again, with the aim of consolidating the information. We don't have an axe to grind either way. My mind is open. Nothing. Believe me, as an editor, and believe me, as a businessman, nothing would make me happier than being able to provide proof in my magazine of an extra terrestrial visitation.
Now, let me ask you this, Keith, at this point. What is your pet theory, the one that you work from your own self personally? What is your pet theory about what is going on? What do you think it is?
My pet theory, and hereby, you know, I have no choice because of my nature, as anyone who knows me will tell you, is to give it to you bluntly and straightforwardly. My pet theory is that whatever is going on is being obscured from two directions. It's being obscured from the government's direction by paranoia. There's so much malarkey. Pardon me, but I have to look for a word I can use on the radio.
You can go a little worse than that.
There's so much baloney. How's
yeah.
that?
Okay.
You have people with sinecures protecting their interests and not wanting to reveal things. What I call, I don't know if this will make any sense outside of the South, which is where I'm from, what I call the Barney Fife theory of government. Does that make sense?
But ANG.
There you go.
Yeah.
Give somebody a uniform, give somebody a title, and they get self-important.
Yeah.
And on the other side, there's the, and this part I want to say delicately, because there's the wish fulfillment side. There are the people who are, for a variety of reasons, from their personal lives or their personal histories, are so desperate to have something magical, some sort of contact,
some savior from beyond,
Mm-hmm. It's obscured everything. My personal belief is that although I'm from North Carolina, there got to be some Missouri genes in me somewhere.
That show me thing. Right?
I want to be shown. I have, and I'm about to take a step that may turn 95% of your audience against me. But there's someone I admire inordinately and enormously, and his name is Carl Sagan.
Mm-hmm.
Carl argues, I don't think completely convincingly, but he argues persuasively that extraordinary claims require extraordinary proof. And a lot of people who are enthusiastic about the UFO phenomenon say, well, that's ridiculous. But, you know, if you look back four centuries, gravitation was an extraordinary claim.
Mm-hmm.
And yet Newton provided extraordinary proof. If you look back 88, you can tell how well I do math. If you look back 137 years, evolution was an extraordinary claim, and yet Darwin offered extraordinary proof.
Uh-huh.
I think that the existence of life elsewhere in the universe is not an extraordinary claim. The existence of that life visiting us is, and so we have to prove it six ways from Sunday. Otherwise, it's more obscurantism. There's more confusion going on.
I couldn't agree more. We do need proof. We're going to go to another.
Well, thank you. Now I feel great.
We're going.
I can quit now, right?
Not quite.
Oh,
got
well.
A few more minutes to go.
As much as you want. I'm having fun.
Okay. Me too. Let's see. Jim in Rockford. We'll get to you after the break, so stay tuned. 1-800-836-2009. 1-800-UFO-2009. My guest is Keith Farrell. He is the editor of Omni Magazine. We're talking about Omni Magazine's Project Open Book. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break. I'm Michael Corbin, and you're listening to the Paranet UFO Continuum.
The Paranet UFO Continuum is pleased to offer a number of exciting products. Cassette tapes of previous shows are available for $8 each, or 2 for $12, or 4 for $20. You can also order Paranet memberships and subscriptions to Continuum, Paranet's quarterly newsletter. Paranet, along with MICAP, the Multinational Investigations Cooperative on Aerial Phenomena, is pleased to offer a stunning black T-shirt with a background of galaxies, stars, and comets, and the Paranet and MICAP logos, along with the beautiful blue-green planet Earth. When you order from Paranet, you're helping to keep this program on the air. Call now to place an order or to get more information at 1-800-UFO-NET-1. That's 1-800-UFO-6381. Paranet, your window on the universe, at 1-800-UFO-6381.
A lot of people think that to appreciate culture, you've got to enjoy things like this. Or this.
In early Mesopotamia, evidence of the first audit exists in the form of lists on clay tablets.
Well, a lot of people respond to those things like this.
Fabulous.
Other people go...
Is it over?
For those of you in the... category, you can't expect every cultural activity to appeal to everybody. That's why 23,000 arts and humanities groups called the National Cultural Alliance are offering you something everybody likes. A choice! For a free brochure about what's going on in your community, just call 800-NCA-8888. A little redundant? That's okay. And then you can get excited about something like this. Oh, yeah. William Telly Talks. The arts and humanities. There's something in it for you. The National Cultural Alliance and the Ad Council invite you to explore what's available in your community. Just call 800-NCA-8888.
This is the Paranet UFO Continuum, a weekly program dedicated to the mysterious and fascinating world of UFOs. If you're interested in learning more about Paranet, the world's foremost communications network dealing with the UFO phenomena, call us at area 303-429-2654 or write to Box 172, Wheat Ridge, Colorado, 80034. Once again, here's your host, Michael Corbin.
And my guest is Keith Farrell. He is the Vice President and Senior Editor of Omni Magazine. We're talking about Project Open Book. 1-800-836-2009, 1-800-UFO-2009. And Keith, you mentioned Carl Sagan before the last break, and I just want to mention that a lot of people probably don't realize this, but Dr. Sagan was present at Project OSMA, which was the forerunner, I believe it was in 59 or 60, of SETI.
That's right.
And as the story goes, when they turned on the antenna and pointed it toward Tau Ceti, which I believe is about 9 or 10 light years from Earth, they immediately received a signal. And it turned out later, I guess the official answer to that, or the the thing that was released, was that they had picked up a transmission from a nearby naval base. But nevertheless, Dr. Sagan was there, and he has had an interest in this stuff for many, many years.
Oh, sure. And I think that Dr. Sagan would back what I back, and quite frankly, I don't want to give too much away, because I do try to sell magazines every month.
Uh-huh.
But over the next few months, you're going to see an Omni, something that we're calling for, which is, while Open Book is our primary focus in a lot of ways, we're trying to consolidate information about sightings. We're also lobbying for things that we can do. Omni has a couple of million readers. You've got several million listeners. There are a lot of people interested in this stuff. Let's do a search. Let's do a radio telescope search of the solar system,
mm-hmm.
to see if there is any evidence of any beacons, any presence here. We've had a couple of articles in the last year about the possible presence of faces on Mars or alien structures on the moon. Let's take a look. You could do this for 10 to 20 million bucks. I do not think that this is the sort of thing that we should ask the Gingrich government to pay for these days. quite quite frankly, I don't think it's the sort of thing you're going to get the government to pay for. Although, I really, let me make an aside, because I didn't mean to make fun of the Speaker of the House, who is, as nearly as I can tell, the first major elected official who, if you ask him who the great influences on his life are, will respond, Robert A. Heinlein, Isaac Asimov, and Frank Herbert, three of the great science fiction writers of our age.
So he can't be a bad guy at all.
He is. Now, you know, I'm sure he's not a bad guy. At the same time, I think that where are you based?
I'm in Denver.
Okay, you're in Denver. Great paleontology museum. Let me add a quick plug there for Dick Stuckey and the other people in the Denver Museum of Natural History who have got one of the most phenomenal museums in the country. Go visit it.
Betcha.
At the same time, Denver's public schools are no better off than Greensboro's public schools or New York's public schools or Seattle's public schools. You know, the country is in the mood to focus on the country, and that's probably pretty good. But there are things that can be done because of the nature of technology, because of the affordability of computer technology, where we can have private funding. We can create initiatives. Paranet, Omni, perhaps Omni and Paranet together can create some SETI initiatives to take a hard look and finance some of the stuff.
Yeah, we'd be interested in taking a look at that.
Absolutely. I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. I do, too. I think you're right, too. The technological explosion has done wonders for bringing the world closer to everybody's doorstep and being able to actually interact with what's really going on.
And I think, you know, it's a word I've misused or overused during the course of our conversation, but it's a lot of fun. I mean, there is... as spectator sports go, you know, I don't know whether your team won or lost this afternoon, but there is no greater spectator sport than real science.
You betcha.
Let's turn real science to something that has gotten, you know, if you even mention UFOs, you get tarred with the, hell, I'll go ahead and say it. Maybe I'll get sued. It's good publicity. With the National Enquirer brush. You know, I went into a grocery store a couple of weeks ago, and one of them, it wasn't the Enquirer. I'll make my legal department happy. One of them was trying to make the argument that Rush Limbaugh was the child of someone from outer space. That didn't help any of us.
No, it doesn't.
You know, crop circles. That doesn't help any of us. Mm-mm. What is this stuff? Let's take a hard look at it. It may well be that if we all gather together and take a hard, rational look at it, we find out that there's nothing there.
Surprise.
No. Surprise. Yeah. Either way, the cosmologists and astrophysicists are split, I'd say, 60-40 these days. Half of the community says the universe is full of life. That's the half I'm with. But the other half says we may be it. Either way, it is mind-boggling. Either way, if we're alone, God, I mean...
That's scary in and of itself.
That's scary. And if the universe is full of life, that's scary and enthralling also.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, you know, there are two great gifts the human race has given to itself. I would say three. One of the great gifts is the ability to teach our young. My wife's a high school teacher, so I'll throw this in. You know, take a look the next time your school board asks for money. Let's open their eyes so they can learn something. That out of the way. There are two more great gifts. One is language and written language, and the other is the scientific method. Let's look at it. Let's cut out the, I've used up malarkey and baloney, let's cut out the BS. Let's take a hard look and have some fun and learn something and open people's eyes to the nature of life and the way the universe works.
I think you should run for president.
Oh, God. My wife spends her life in terror that I'm going to get involved in politics. It would be great. I think that it would be wonderful if every one of these stories that people tell about aliens visiting us was true. But if that's true, there are aliens everywhere. Where are they? You know, I think that we live in a universe filled with life. I think there's the possibility that we have been visited. But let's look at it. The greatest gift that you and I and all of us can do together is to awaken people to the wonders of the scientific method and to looking at things in an enlightened way.
Keith. We're going to go to our last break. And Jim from Rockford, hang on. We're going to take you right after the break. We're going to have just a couple of minutes to wrap this up. But
I thought we were going to talk for weeks.
I wish we could.
I'm ready.
Keith, hold on. My guest is Keith Farrell. We'll be right back after this break. We're talking about Project Open Book, Omni Magazine's latest project into the UFO phenomena. So we'll be right back after this break. I'm Michael Corbin, and you're listening to the Paranet UFO Continuum.
Get the latest UFO news delivered right to your door with Continuum, the official quarterly publication of Paranet Information Services. Continuum offers a serious look at the world of ufology through hard news reports and interesting and provocative interviews with leading ufologists and investigators. There's a source and resource section to help you locate information on UFOs, plus much, much more. Each issue is also packed with information from the Paranet Information Services International Communications Network. So be informed with this comprehensive publication. Subscribe now and receive 5 issues for the price of 4. Send check or money order for $18 to Continuum, Box 172, Wheat Ridge, Colorado, 80034. That's Continuum, Box 172, Wheat Ridge, Colorado, 80034. Do it now.
Pilots, when you fly, you need convenient, accurate information for safe flight and landing operations, as well as local businesses that provide you with the services and treatment you deserve. The Skyway Publications Airport Directory and Entertainment Guides are what you need. These are free, pocket-sized guides giving you information about large and small airports all over the country. Information like radio frequencies, runway systems, coordinates, and taxiways, as well as fuel and aircraft services provided at the airport, and local businesses catering to private pilots. It's yours free. Ask the fixed base operator at your favorite stops to carry the Skyway Airport Directory and Entertainment Guides, or call area 303-669-1800. Skyway Publications, your ticket to safer, cheaper, and more convenient flight. Talk to the FBO at your favorite destinations or call Skyway Publications at area 303-669-1800.
Listening to the Paranet UFO Continuum. Whether or not you believe in UFOs, there's a lot about the subject you haven't heard. Stay tuned. Keep an open mind. Call in and join the discussion. Once again, here's your host, Michael Corbin.
And before I get whacked by my producer, we're going to have to take this call from Rockford, Illinois. Jim, and he's on our affiliate WROK there. Good evening.
Hi.
Thanks for being so patient with me.
Well, that's quite all right, Michael. I'll have to speak up. I don't hear you too good. Your guest, Mr. Farrell, some time ago on the program mentioned the difficulty you have in documenting evidence. Is that correct, Mr. Farrell?
That's exactly right.
Well, and let me just give you a little background information to verify what you said. In 1966 or 67, working as an air traffic controller at Shepherd Air Force Base, just outside Wichita Falls, Texas, I witnessed 6 UFOs, and working in the control tower, entered it in my log, and later that day was summoned to the squadron headquarters and told to make another log up and to destroy the old one, and which I did, but I didn't destroy the old one. I've kept it to this day. So that just kind of makes it a little bit harder to get information that way.
Absolutely right, and again, you know, it's funny. Over the last, I guess, 2 or 3 months, been a lot of new information about atmospheric phenomena coming out in the scientific press. And on the one hand, certainly UFOs could well be extraterrestrial craft, extraplanetary craft, extra-dimensional craft. Could simply be atmospheric phenomena we don't understand. Either way, you've got the Barney Fife factor. Tear it up.
Tear it up.
Hide it. Mm-hmm. Put it away. And that serves nothing but to foster, A, paranoia, and B, fantasies. And neither one of those serve the cause of our species. And, you know, that's the kind of, let's see, I've used malarkey, I've used baloney, I've used BS.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to get in trouble if I use anything else. But, that's my point. And that's what Open Book is for.
Okay. Keith, that's good. We're going to have to wrap it up tonight. It's been fun.
Would you do me a favor?
You betcha.
Let's not wait 9-10 months before the next time. I enjoy that. I do a ton of radio. I do a ton of public speaking. I enjoy nothing so much as I enjoyed talking with Paranet. This is the second time, and it is an absolute delight every time. Please ask me again.
I appreciate it. My head's going to swell. I won't be able to get through the door.
drop me a note on America Online. Anybody on America Online, be sure you check out Paranet. It is a great area. And be sure you check out Omni on America Online.
Keith, I want to also say that I've enjoyed very much talking to you, and I really am glad to see that someone of Omni's stature is doing this, because it's very important that we get to the bottom of it, you know, and get this information out and try to find out what really is going on.
Well, you know, I am sure that the government has plenty of secrets it needs to keep.
I love to hear secrets.
But if I can take 2 seconds, the argument that's been used for 50 years has been that the public is not ready to know about life beyond the planet. Well, the public is damned well. There's a good one.
There you go.
Ready to know. We are ready to embrace the size of the universe and the majesty of the universe and learn something.
Okay.
And let's go.
You got it. That's the last word. Okay. Next week, we have Barry Greenwood with Clear Intent. He wrote the book Clear Intent. So until then, I'm Michael Corbin telling you to keep your eyes in the skies. Good night.